The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, December 23, 2022. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, arrived Thursday at the La Coloma Popular Council in the province of Pinar del Río, a town affected by Hurricane Ian last September 27, on his 11th visit since the hydrometeorological phenomenon hit the westernmost territory of the country, and accompanied by the head of government, Manuel Marrero Cruz, ministers, and Pinar del Río authorities. Díaz-Canel first arrived at the area of an old factory where 18 houses are being built for families in vulnerable situations. La Coloma, with over 7,000 inhabitants, was severely affected by Ian, causing severe damage to the housing fund, electricity service, and water supply. At kilometer 7 of the La Coloma Highway, the dignitary then visited the tobacco-growing areas of producer Venancio Ramirez, where the population is given to recover from the damages caused by Ian, and progress is being made in the preparation of land to comply with the production plan. The French presidency expressed its opposition to the U.S. blockade against Cuba and the extraterritorial nature of that policy, according to a document released. Through its chief of staff, Brice Blondel, the presidency of the Republic underlined France's rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial siege applied by Washington for more than 60 years in response to an open letter sent to President Emmanuel Macron by Cuba Cooperation France, Cuba CUP Association, urging him to firmly condemn the blockade. France is constant on this issue, does not participate in any way in the embargo, and has not ceased to denounce the harmful consequences for Cuba's development, its economic situation, and the quality of life of its population, calling for its elimination, Blondel's response, to which Prensa Latina had access. The text recalls that on November 3, and as it has done since 1992, France voted in favor of the resolution in the UN General Assembly that establishes the need for the United States to put an end to its blockade against the island. Like our partners in the European Union, we oppose U.S. extraterritorial sanctions, and in particular, the Helms-Burton Act, contrary to international law, warned France's chief of staff. Cuba ratified the commitment to guarantee a regular, orderly, and safe migratory flow, which contributes to prevent its citizens from becoming victims of human trafficking. The General Director of Consular Affairs and Cubans Residing Abroad, Ernesto Soberón, detailed on Twitter that thanks to the correct application of the migration agreement in force between his country and the Bahamas during the year 2022, 644 irregular migrants returned safely. Currently, 125 Cuban citizens remain in centers for irregular migrants in the Bahamas, and they will be returned in the coming days and weeks according to the protocols established for these cases, he said. Soberón assured that the Cuban embassy in that neighboring nation maintains permanent contact with the local authorities to guarantee consular attention to its nationals. And in the international agenda, we have that the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador, CONAIE, announced the creation of a front to preserve water reserves against the plan currently promoted by the government to militarize mining projects. CONAIE President Leonidas Issa condemned the presence of soldiers in the exploitation areas, as most of them are located in indigenous communities. According to Issa, the Lasso administration has failed to comply with the agreements reached at the dialogue table established after the historic strike in June. During those talks, they agreed, among other things, to guarantee the right to a prior, free, and informed consultation before executing oil and mining projects. According to the Kunai leader, the minutes of the talks are not respected, and they intend to militarize the country under the pretext of fighting organized crime. Drug trafficking will not be curbed with more soldiers and police officers, he insisted. Meanwhile, the International Labor Organization, ILO, on Thursday warned about elderly people's issues in Latin America regarding labor income and pensions. The report indicates that 34.5% of people over 65 years of age in that region do not receive wages or pensions, a higher percentage than before the COVID-19 pandemic, when this indicator was at 31.9%. This is one of the main conclusions of the report on social protection in Latin America and the Caribbean, drafted by ILO. ILO Regional Office for Latin America and the Caribbean said that this lack of resources at older ages can lead to poverty in old age. In total, only 51.9% of the population older than 65 years of age in Latin America receives a pension, and 13.6% receive some labor income. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.